Nolte, Steve Scully caught lying permanently disgraces the Commission on Presidential Debates. By John Nolte on October 15, 2020. C-SPAN suspends political editor Steve Scully indefinitely after he admits he lied about his Twitter feed being hacked, reports the far-left Associated Press. This is glorious. Sorry, but this is just plain old glorious. Scully wasn't canceled. Scully didn't make a mistake. Scully didn't say something he shouldn't have. In those circumstances, I'm the second chance guy. Regardless of your politics, I believe in second chances. Nope. This is something entirely different. This son of a bitch got caught. And after he got caught, he lied to the whole wide world about it. And now he's been caught lying, and all I can say is good riddance. No sympathy. None. Scully is a snake in the grass who was going to dive bomb President Donald Trump on behalf of the left during what was supposed to be tonight's debate. And the fact Scully's career and reputation crashed and burned on the very night the debate he intended to rig was scheduled makes all of this even more glorious. Caught red-handed he was. Red-handed conspiring with the far left. With Trump hater Anthony Scaramucci. And after he got caught red-handed, Scully lied. He lied. A ludicrous lie. A desperate lie. Hey, y'all know me. I'm careful about this stuff. Even with Jussie Smollett I held back until we knew for sure. But Scully. No. No way. No way. No way. Called him a liar on day one. You can read it all right here. But let's back up a bit. Let's back way up. Why was a liar and cheat almost given the chance to rig a presidential debate? I'll tell you why. The commission we allow to run our presidential debates hired this liar and cheat. Specifically, the Commission on Presidential Debates, CPD, hired this liar and cheat. You believe that? That's how corrupt and useless the CPD is. They hired a guy who was not only conspiring with Trump haters. They hired a man of such low character he told an outrageous lie after he got caught conspiring. The CPD hired a man with no character to interrogate the president. A snake in the grass, a political assassin who was targeting our president. And why was Trump targeted by Scully? Only because Trump is a Republican. Only because the elite with whom Scully seeks favor. Mercenary scum like Scaramucci, want him targeted. If the CPD wants to plead innocent on that front, fine. I don't believe them, but fine. But why should we believe a CPD that already hired two other political assassins, Candy Crowley and Chris Wallace? But if the CPD wants to try and fool fools into believing they had no idea who Scully really was, fine. But here's what the CPD cannot plead innocent of. The CPD knew, Scully had worked as an intern. Not for the Democrat Party, not for a Democrat. No, Scully worked as an intern for, wait for it, Joe Biden. The CPD hired a guy to moderate a presidential debate who interned for one of the participants in that debate. You believe that? I can. And if you can't, you have not been paying attention to just what a rotting, stinking corpse every American institution has become. Whoever our guy is in 2024, whoever wins the GOP nomination, if they do business with the CPD, that person deserves to lose. I probably couldn't even bring myself to vote for or support a Republican presidential nominee so stupid, so suicidal, so weak and scared. They would walk into the mouth of the enemy on live TV in front of the entire world. The Commission on Presidential Debates is dead to me, and so is anyone who trusts it in the future. During the 2024 presidential primary, every Republican running needs to be asked if they are stupid enough to do business with the CPD. Enjoy your infamy, Steve Scully. You earned it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.